Hi, and welcome to another installment of the SaaS Insight and Innovators podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and today we're speaking with Ron Cody, author of 7 highly popular SaaS books, including his newest, Cody's Data Cleaning Techniques Using SaaS, 2nd Edition. To learn more about this book, visit our website at saas.com/bookstore. Ron, it's such a pleasure to see you today.
Well, thanks. Glad to be here.
If SaaS granted knighthood to any SaaS user, you'd surely be Sir Ron Cody by now. If you will, please share some of the highlights of your SaaS background and experience with our listeners.
Well, I've been a SaaS user for a long time. I'm not going to tell you how many years, because then you'll figure out how old I am. But I started very young, of course. I started writing books for SaaS. I think I was the first one to write a SaaS user book, and that was back in 1985, as a matter of fact. And obviously, I've enjoyed it because I've been writing books ever since. I certainly enjoy writing books. It's very fulfilling, and I get to meet a lot of people at conferences who come up and tell me they've read the book, and it's helped them with SaaS, and it's very gratifying.
And you're teaching some courses for SaaS now as well, is that right?
Yes, in my spare time. I'm teaching 2 courses that are based on 2 of the books. One's a data cleaning course, and the other one's a course on SaaS functions. I sometimes teach SaaS Stat, the Stat 1 course, and very occasionally Programming 1 and 2.
But you supposedly retired within the last year or so?
Well, this is on audio, so you can't see my hands making quote signs. but it's not really. I did retire from the medical school after 26 years, but 2 years ago, I got a call from the dean, and he asked me to come back to teach several lectures to the medical students. So now each year, I go back for a month to teach medical students some biostatistics.
Good. I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about your new edition of Cody's Data Cleaning Techniques Using SaaS.
Surely. First of all, it's been quite a few years since I wrote it. I've probably learned a little SaaS in that time. SaaS has changed, of course. Even though it was SaaS 9 when I wrote the book, a few things have changed. And after teaching a course for several years based on the book, I think I got a lot of new ideas. The main thing that I added to the new edition was a chapter on SaaS integrity constraints and audit trails. That's something I've had in my course for several years now, but I really needed to get the book up to date.
Well, who is the target audience for this particular book?
Everyone. I think everyone in the world who knows SaaS could use this book. I mean, anyone who has data needs to think about the data integrity before they start doing analysis.
Do you think that professors would find value in this book? As well as SaaS professionals?
Probably more SaaS professionals, but hopefully college courses or people that teach SaaS courses should at least include a couple of lectures on cleaning data, even though some people think it may be boring, but it actually can be quite interesting.
How do you hope that this book will benefit SaaS users?
Well, there's some examples and a lot of macros that people can get off the SaaS website that they can use to do some things very automatically and save them a lot of time to make sure the data has integrity.
Very good. And as an author of several books, I'm sure you have some vast wisdom that you can share with potential authors for us.
Well, I'm not so sure it's vast, but I do certainly have some points. I speak with people. I think you have to do it for the right reason, and that's because you enjoy doing it. You do make some money, but certainly not to get rich. And if that was your purpose, you shouldn't be writing the book. You have to just enjoy doing it. And there's a lot of perks. You learn some SaaS. You always learn a lot by writing a book. It's fun working with the developers at SaaS. You get early releases of software, and you get access to all SaaS documentation. So it's really quite a pleasant thing to do.
Well, we're very happy you're one of our authors. And when you're not busy writing and doing everything else you've already talked about, how do you enjoy spending your free time?
Well, I enjoy going scuba diving with my family. My whole family dives. The 2 boys started when they were 12 years old. And so I still get them to go on vacations with me. I like riding my bicycle, and I do that as much as I can. I have 2 houses now to make my life more complicated in Texas and New Jersey, and both places are great places to ride bicycles.
And you're also an emergency medical technician, is that correct?
That's correct. I've been doing that for, let's see, how old is my son? I've been doing that for 27 years. And I'm slowing down a little bit on that. I try not to lift heavy patients anymore.
Thank you so much, Ron, for speaking with us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Shelley.
We've been talking with Ron Cody, author of Cody's Data Cleaning Techniques Using SaaS, 2nd Edition. This podcast is part of the SaaS Insight and Innovators podcast series. For more information about this book, visit saas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@saas.com.